There are times when I meet a buyer for a cruiser bike, they get the shock of their life when they realize I'm an email, you know, and I'm getting their cruiser bike. Seeing their expression, you know, that always gives me a good kick. Hi, I'm Reaping. I'm a cruiser bike collector and rider. And to date, I have about 17 cruisers and counting. What inspired me to start collecting bikes started after my older daughter had picked up cycling. So I figured out, you know, I need a bicycle to kind of go riding with her. And I came across a very unusual looking bike on Facebook Marketplace. Pretty color, it was yellow. And I thought, you know, I don't mind checking it out. So I bought it, and that was my first bike, which got me all started in this whole hobby. And it's a Nerve bike, and in collaboration with Paul Frank. Took me a while to get used to riding it because, you know, it's a reverse pedaling, which is a coaster brake style of braking as compared to our caliper braking in the modern bikes. But once I got a hang of it, I loved riding it. And, you know, like they say, the rest is history, and I started collecting one after another. Cruiser bikes are not as common and popular in Singapore. Anytime I saw one for sale, I would jump at it and say, oh, that's a cruiser bike, you know, and I would go get it, you know, if I could, of course. What makes a cruiser bike is the make of the bike, the frame. So a cruiser bike has a kind of a curvy frame that is quite unlike most bikes out there. You have the upright riding position. You have the coaster brake and the clunkiness of the bike occasionally. Cruiser bikes tend to be a bit heavier than your typical road bikes or even your foldies. So these are a few things that makes a cruiser bike what it is. Mostly collect them from Carousell. There are still sellers on Carousell who are letting go of cruiser bikes that they used to buy when cruiser bikes were more popular in shops then. I would buy them from overseas. America is, of course, the mecca of cruiser bikes. And to date, I have brought back 3 bikes from the US. And I had a friend help me to bring one back, so that would be 4. So this is a J.C. Higgins, made in the year 1952. This was a bike that I bought off a gentleman in the Long Island in U.S. when I was there on a trip. It's a very unique bike made by Sears and Roebuck, which is like a departmental store of their time. And what makes this bike really unique is all the features that you can see. This is about a 35 kg bike made of heavy steel. And it was made in post-war, 1952. And this is what they call a bat wing light, which comes together with this on the fender, the front fender. This piece here, as you can see, resembles a honeycomb. It's what they call the honeycomb suspension. Again, a very unique piece to the J.C. Higgins color flow. And this bike comes with these beautiful jewels, 4 here, and I put one there. And this is what they call the cheese grater rear rack for holding your heavy stuff when you go shopping. This bike has got what they call a skirt guard to prevent the ladies in those times from catching their skirts into the wheels of the bike. And one other feature, of course, that makes a cruiser bike is the fetched tires. And white wall tires have been introduced into the old bikes as well to make it look very similar to the old automobiles of this time. Years ago, I started my own magazine to kind of more like chronicle my own journey in cruiser collecting and riding. So it's called Spokespeople, and the whole idea of the magazine is to bring people together with a common love and passion for bikes like vintage bikes and cruiser bikes. And I felt like it would be good to have a voice. I think in Singapore, the cruiser bike community is by and large very small. And that is my hope to kind of change that out a little bit, to introduce a bit more knowledge and understanding to this genre of bikes. When I go for my rides on PCNs, I do get a bit of reaction, like there will be head turners, you know, like they will say, oh, that's a nice bike. Where do you buy it from? Which I'm happy to tell them. This is as much as I can to kind of share. I would really like for some of these bikes to actually have a bigger audience where they can learn about cruises. And I feel like vintage bikes have a place in the society because it shows us where we've come from as a people, as a society, how our ancestors probably used to ride many of these bikes. Maybe not cruises because they are very much more American culture. But it would be nice to be able to educate the public and to let them have a feel of what cruises are all about. And who knows, you know, there might be a bigger community of people who might want to jump along and go for rides.